Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this October 18th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Maloff here. We are joined right now by our good friend, Ben Eberlein, from the Community Engagement Director with United Way of Southwood and Ems Counties. Ben, how you doing?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Okay, thanks for being here, man. It's good. It's been a little while since we had you in studio. It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's got to shake the rust off.
Yes, yes. We'll shake it all off. We'll get going here. Ben, I want to actually, before we go too far forward, I want to rewind a little bit to yesterday, McDonald's Day with the United Way. How did that go?
Fantastic. A great turnout, steady. It seemed like, you know, people were rolling through all day, and it was really great to see people come out. A lot of people that, you know, they make it a point to come out just for United Way Day, mm-hmm. which is fun. So it was wonderful. We were able to leverage the maximum donation, which is always, it was always great. So
hitting that maximum donation, especially at this key point in the year, campaign season, has got to be relief might not be the right word, but it's got to feel darn good.
It always feels good. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. and that's just such a long running. I mean, that was our 51st annual McDonald's Day. So it's a really, it's a pretty well-established event. So it always feels good when we can get that type of support and we see the community. And you can actually see people. Yeah. They're coming through the drive-thru. They're coming in the lobby. It's a little different than when you just see numbers on a spreadsheet or something, you know?
Oh, yeah. I was curious about that part of it for you. I know that you've been there for a little while, but you're still newer to the United Way than like Terry or some people in the staff there. And for you, with this, there's so much of what you're doing with the community and so many of these events, but you're oftentimes doing these, like you said, working on a computer, at a spreadsheet, talking to people over the phone or through email. It's got to be that much more impactful and hit you and that much more when you're actually seeing people and actually really able to talk to them face to face and finding out how these programs are really impacting this community.
Absolutely. That's one of my favorite parts of the job, not obviously interacting with the community talking to people, but doing things like McDonald's Day, or if it's United We Can, mm-hmm. or Day of Caring coming up, or Stuff the Bus. I mean, the times that we get to actually be out in the community, you know, we know that, the 20,000 people that the dollars that are invested in United Way that are impacting every day, mm-hmm. we know that, and it's great. But when we actually get to interact and be in the community and, you know, having those relationships with people, that makes it really, really special.
It's got to really bring it home. It's got to, like, quite literally, no pun intended. It really does, though. It's got to make it so mean that much more. And I imagine because the people in the positions that you guys are in, you got to keep food on your table. You don't do this job to become millionaires. You do this job because you care about this community. You have a passion for this community. So I imagine that when you're seeing these things and you have a day like yesterday and such a good turnout, when we're going to touch on the numbers of the Day of Caring and how many people have already signed up and that. When you're seeing this stuff, it's really got to bring it home. It's really got to be, okay, well, I imagine that creates even more of a fire in you to do even more.
Absolutely. And I think you're really hitting the core of, you know, our theme this year for our campaign is support your home team. Mm-hmm. And in my eyes, you know, that really is, I see the community as a team, and, you know, the work that we do really is a team sport. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at, I think all of us have experienced a time in our lives where we've needed help or we've needed assistance. I don't think anybody can say, and maybe, I'm sure there are plenty of people that have never experienced that, but they're few and far between.
Yeah.
And so to know that, you know, that's an experience that we can all, you know, think back on and know that there are times when we've had to rely on the community or family or friends. And you know that, that's just, you know, how you know, we need to be as a community and, you know, we need to support each other. And mm-hmm. so you're right that, you know, that part of, you know, not quite a calling to do this work, but it's just something is important that I think everybody that is donating to United Way sees all the good things that, you know, come out of, you know, one small contribution when we all combine together. It can make such a huge impact on this community.
We're so much stronger together,
exactly,
than we are apart. And it's such a evident when not only with the campaign this season, but really when you look at anything the United Way has touched over the years, it's something that is evident there. And I think you don't have to read between the lines to see that. I think for some, maybe you gotta ask them to look a little closer for them to see it because they're not seeing it, but it's there and it's evident. It's events like this are so much fun too. I didn't get the chance to go over there yesterday. But I did talk to some people that did. And one of the things that I loved hearing was, oh, and guess who I saw
Yeah.
Or I ran into so-and-so. It's another beautiful part of the United Way events, whether it is Day of Caring, because you and I hear this on Day of Caring all the time. I ran into so-and-so, or I got to talk to or hang out with somebody else. It's another beautiful part of what the United Way does here, where it's really bringing people together with these events. Yes, they're raising funds to help families, to help communities, people in our community, but it's also bringing community together. And that part of it is a beautiful part of what we have with our nonprofits, with the United Way. I think that part is cool, too.
That's wonderful. Yeah, especially in a world where it's so easy to, you know, pick up the phone or do a video chat, or, you know, you miss those little interactions with people.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. You mentioned Day of Caring. That's right around the corner, coming up on October 21st. It's the corner.
Saturday.
This Saturday. It's one of our favorite days of the year in this community. For one, in part, just driving around town this Saturday morning and seeing all these, you know, strangers helping strangers and community helping community in that. It's a cool thing. I think it's one of the more unique days of the year when it comes to that. But it's also something for you guys where you guys set a bar every year and you want to match that. You want to meet that goal. How did it go this year hitting that goal that Terry was so adamant about hitting up?
Well, we couldn't do this without, I mean, talk about bringing people together. We have 428 volunteers that are registered. To rake yards, and because of those, volunteers are so amazing, and they're always wanted to do more. Mm-hmm. So this year we set a little bit higher of a goal, and we have 20 yards more than we had last year. We have 91 yards. Nice. That are going to get raked. And that's unless Amy's, you know, getting some more on the phone.
Yeah,
right now.
It might be. As we're speaking, it might be going on. Yeah.
Yeah. We're really excited to be able to make a bigger impact this year, and just to see that many people come out in force, in one day. Yeah, kind of, I don't know, maybe that's the theme of our conversation today.
Yeah, but. It seems to be. It's such an impactful day, and it's one of those things where we can still sign people up. If people want to volunteer, they want to help out with this day, rake a yard, help out a community member, they can still be a part of it?
Yeah, absolutely. We have, like I said, we have 91 yards, and I believe those, we've got things covered, but we can always use extra help with pretty much anything we do, and that's a great way. I love that event for Day Caring is great for families, for coworkers, for congregations. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally anybody can do it. If you can hold a rake, it's a really great way to do it.
And just as another reminder to people out there, this makes an impact on that family. It helps out that family, that person out quite a bit. And that's really what this is all about. But I don't want it ever to be lost in the shuffle. It impacts you, too. It's also an impact on the volunteers. It makes almost as much of an impact on you as it does on those families. You're going to feel, they're going to feel good from this. They're going to have a nice clean yard that they don't have to work on, that they don't have to go out there and possibly hurt themselves trying to rake by themselves. Because we know Midwesterners, we know that we could be in an iron lung and still trying to do stuff around the house because that's just who we are. But it's nice to be able to do those things for those families. But the impact you yourself, the volunteer, are going to feel, that's meaningful too. And it's something that you'll carry with you. I am living proof of this. I cannot think of Day of Caring, whether I'm talking to you or Terry or anybody over there, or I'm just thinking about it on my own and not instantly be flooded with memories of being a part of Day of Caring and the families that I was able to meet, the people I was able to meet in this community and doing that. I'll always be thankful for the United Way giving me this opportunity to not only put back in my community, but to meet community members I probably wouldn't have met otherwise. Like, it's a really impactful thing for you as well as the person and the family that you're helping. So when you are reaching out to the United Way to volunteer, I encourage you to think of those things and how, this might be something that this is a memory for me too. It's another reason to get you out there, to get you volunteering, and hopefully to get you impacting your community. Day of Caring coming up this Saturday. Registrators will meet over at Grand Rapids Lions Club, and groups will disperse after a nice breakfast and get to raking. And probably be all wrapped up before noon, most of these.
Yeah, it depends on the size of the group, too. We do our best to make sure we have big groups that get the yards with the most trees and everything. But yeah, it's incredible. The volunteers get out there and they just get going. So.
I encourage everybody to be a part of this. And even if you can't, certainly think about next year, because we'll be doing this for a long time. So you can always think about next year, too, and maybe being a part of it then. We wanted to talk a little sweepstakes, Ben, because we are in go time with the campaign season. We got a lot going on, and one of the funner things going on is sweepstakes.
Absolutely, yeah. So a great way to contribute to United Way. You know, if you aren't able to make it out for a volunteer event like Day of Caring, one easy way to participate and make sure you're making an impact in the community is participating in our campaign. And sweepstakes is just the cherry on top. So it's an extra incentive. So whether or not you already give. By either giving a dollar per week or increasing your existing contribution by another $26 for the year, mm-hmm. then you can get entered to win one of five $1,000 prizes. And that's not money that's taken out of, you know, the impact that we're making in the community. Mm-hmm. That's money that's given by our sweepstakes sponsors. So big thank yous to Aspirus Health, Gunderson Mountview Hospital and Clinics, Next Home Partners, Prevail Bank, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. They made it possible for us to give out those $1,000 prizes to help and bring those folks in.
A big thank you to those businesses and some very familiar names, businesses you hear all the time putting back into our community. We appreciate them. And as for me, I always like to spend my dollars with businesses to put back into this community. So I appreciate them being a part of this. And we encourage other businesses to be like these and be a part of these events, be a part of your community, put back in. I will say that when it comes to this, and I've talked to a lot of business owners about this over the years being in this chair, and one of the things that I've always had fun time doing, whether they've been doing the job for 30 years or they just got their business, I'll run into, will I get a return on my investment? And that's a big deal with keeping the lights on and everything. I think we can all understand that. You don't have to understand logistics or bookkeeping 101 to get that. What I say to that every time is you cannot put a price on the PR that you have attached to the United Way. You cannot put a price on that. Any business that has done that for years, you'll see. There's not a business that just jumps in once and sponsors one event or something like that usually. It is businesses for years that have been sponsoring with the United Way, and they do it for a reason. Yes, they like to put back into the community. They got good hearts. They're good people. But they're also business people, and they're also trying to keep the lights on. And they wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't impactful, if they weren't seeing a return on their investment. You can't put it in numbers. It's impossible to. You are impacting your community and you're helping your community in a way that can not really be judged. And that PR that you get from that, man, there ain't a month. People spend thousands and thousands and millions of dollars a year trying to create that and can't do it. You get it just by sponsoring your United Way. It's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, I think another flavor of ROI, you know, if you want to spin it that way. I think to, individuals and businesses alike, I think when they look at this kind of thing, it's, how can I do the most good with my dollar? Yes. And, whatever amount you're giving, I think that it really does, a lot of giving comes down to that. And when you look at everything that United Way touches in terms of we have, 30 programs that we fund in mm-hmm. the community and education, income, health, safety net services. I mean, so many different areas that those dollars are directly going to programs to help people in need in those areas. The coalition work, the mm-hmm. 10 different initiatives that we run. If it's reading mentor programs, Imagination Library, My Free Taxes, Stuff the Bus, Single Care, all these things that every single day. There's so many different facets to where those dollars go. How can I make the most impact with my dollar? This is it.
I'm so close to this, not as close as you and the staff over there, but I'm so close to the United Way. My bigger sister, my mentor, Terry is with me every week, and I'm talking to her behind the scenes on the microphone about the United Way. And I forget sometimes, even with all that being said, how much you guys do. Hearing you just do that rundown right there, thinking about that a year round and all the impact that is made by the United Way, it brings me back to one of the first conversations I had with Terry, and it was about transparency and about how important it was. And this was, 7, 5, 6 years ago, whatever it was. At the time, people wanted to give, but they wanted to make darn sure that every penny they were giving was going into that cause, not 50 cents, not 75 cents, 100 pennies, all of that dollar going into these causes. And Terry, without blinking an eye, it's what we do. and the transparency with that and everything that you get with the United Way, let alone you put a dollar in, you know that every penny is going into your community. And it can be as specific as a different community, as far as the Adams and Wood counties here go.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that is a really important piece of you know what that impact looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, how can you really trust? You know, what's happening with that dollar if you can't have that kind of transparency? So
yeah.
Absolutely important to what we do.
And people these days, we've seen in this community alone, people want to give. They want to help. They're whether it is with their time or with their money, they're willing to do that. We see record-breaking numbers all the time with some of these events. So we know that they're able to be there. The pandemic showed us that. But they want to be assured that they're not only are all those penny that hundred that the hundred pennies that dollar is going into their community, but they also want to know that it's doing as much good as it can. Like, they don't want to just impact one thing. They want it to impact as many things as possible and just a spread effect. And again, you get that with the United Way. We've touched on this in the conversation. We've touched on it before. The United Way has all these different programs, initiatives, coalitions that these dollars and cents go into.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I don't think we have time for me to list all of them.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think we ran way too long for that. Yeah, but you're right. That speaks to that, too. It speaks to how much is being done there when it comes to that. So whether it's the sweepstakes or McDonald's Day at the United Way or United Way Day at McDonald's or any of these events, we appreciate the community being behind them and encourage you to be a part of more of them because we got great ones coming up. Did you have anything else on that, Ben? That you wanted to touch on? We got the sponsors in. I think we covered that. If there's anything else, I wanted to give you a second with that. Nope. Okay. Because I'm excited about this. I'll be honest with the audience. I saw this for the first time right before we got going here, and I saw the Reese Silent Auction is up.
Yeah.
And
yep.
That's a big one in our house. My mom loves this one. I cannot wait to tell her this is up and running. For those that don't know, Ben, can we tell them what the Reese Silent Auction is?
Yeah, absolutely. So anybody can sign up to donate a wreath, which is super fun. You can put your own creative twist on a wreath that you can either purchase one or you can craft one yourself, which are my favorite.
Yes.
So you donate that, and then we auction it off on an online silent auction, and the proceeds go to our campaign.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the people all kinds of people. You can't go five houses without seeing at least three or four wreaths. We like these things, but like a lot of products these days, we want an original. We want something that's different, something unique. This is where you get that. You're not going to get it from a department store. You're not going to get it from other places. These are not only unique items; they're community items. They're items made from people in the community. That is pretty cool too.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, the designs and the craftsmanship. I mean, they're so creative. They're so neat. There's stuff that you're not going to find, like you said, at a department store or something. But for what you would expect to pay hundreds if you did find it at a store. So it's really neat to see the auction, and people get pretty competitive with it. You can see it in real time where it's people are outbidding each other. And
almost every year I've had one that I'm going to get. No, the first year I did it, I got the one that I wanted for my mom. But every year since, I've had to have, I already know now, I go in and I want this one, but I'm okay with this one or this one. You have to have backups because there's a chance you might not win the one that you want because it is competitive. You're right. It's fun because, people getting these items. And I think it's also fun to have some of our community be able to show their creative side and spread that and share that with other community members. I can't imagine how cool it must feel to create one of these, be bopping around town and seeing it on somebody's house. Like, that's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
And then to know, along with that good feeling, that what you just did helped impact this program or that program or what have you, because this all the proceeds from this silent auction benefit the 23 United Way campaign that we have going on right now.
Yeah, exactly. So if anybody wants to, if they want to donate a wreath to be auctioned off, you want to see your handiwork, your craftsmanship be hanging on a neighbor's door, you can register a wreath by November 9th. So just head over to our website, www.uwswac.org.
Ben, as the community engagement director, I'm curious to know, you guys have so many longstanding events like the McDonald's Day with the United Way. We have United Weekend. We have these consistent events. How are you guys behind the scenes working to create more events, or are you looking to work on these events going forward? The ones that you already have established. You guys looking to do new things, looking to improve on these things that we already have, and how do you improve on something like United Weekend? I mean, there's so many. These events are great. I'm curious in your position how you approach those things.
Yeah, we're always asking questions about how we can make things a little bit more impactful or more efficient or whatever it is that we can do more with what we have or make it grow it or make it better. And I think that's also part of our process of collecting feedback from the community, from stakeholders, from partners. In every couple of years when we look at our plan for community well-being and are we on the right path here? Are we in the right lane? Over the last few times we've run that process, the answer has absolutely been yes. Education, income, health, the safety net services, emergency shelter, access to food, those areas that we are working every day to make an impact in, absolutely is what the community is telling us are still the needs. And to that point, yeah, absolutely. Are we looking at what we can do? I mean, with Day of Caring specifically, we've got that feedback from our volunteers too, that they want to be able to do more every year. So we set that bar a little higher this year, and we've got 20% more yards or so, 25% more yards that we were able to do that. And with the amazing 400 plus volunteers that we see on a yearly basis with that, we're able to tackle that. So I feel like maybe I'm getting away from what you're looking for.
You're right on the same path, both of us, because that's what I was curious about. Especially, business in general, you see it from time to time, but not as much. But with nonprofits, I could see and to no fault of it, you get to a place like this, and okay, we're good here. We're good there. We can move on. We can go to a different topic, especially when there's so many needs and there's so much calling on you. It's human nature to want to help here because you've got this covered and that. But to the team's credit over there, you guys are relentless. You're not, have we completely solved hunger? No? All right, we're still working on this. Like, no matter how much of an impact you make, you still come back year after year trying to make that particular thing better. That's impressive to me. But it's also, I was curious about how you would grow from that and how you can kind of make it better. And that it's cool to hear that that's something that's on your guys' plate. Your guys are thinking of that. That's something you're working at too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's also, you can see that in a couple different ways. That we have our plan for community well-being is broken into our building blocks for a better life and our safety net services, which that's your emergency. You got to have these basics like shelter and food, right? Whereas the building blocks for a better life are, how we're working every day to give families or households that, we've talked about Alice in the past, give them the opportunity to, become a little more financially stable or, helping that economic mobility where we can get them away from a point of where they're teetering on the edge. So yeah, I think it's one of those things where we're doing all of these different things in so many different areas of the community that, we have the ability to, we're never really done in one of those areas. We're kind of always improving in all of those.
We get to talk with the United Way a bit, and I think that our audience is well informed on it. But I think even with that being said, and as I said before, I'm quite connected to this and quite behind the scenes about a lot of things and hearing a lot of stuff. And even I was impressed when I went to your website and you go into the into there and taking a look at the community impact. And it's there's a nice graph here of the United Way of Southwood Adams County's plan for community well-being. And to see it kind of laid out like this, and it's very easy on the eyes, I have to say. It's very well laid out and everything, nicely done. But it really breaks it down, and it's a reminder, again, I'm having some throwbacks here to early conversations with Terry and some of the other staff over there of the way that it's so masterfully, to me, planned out. All these programs touch on different stages of our lives, from children to old, different places in life where we could be, where either you're struggling or you're not, or that it's so well done in this community. And it's a tip of the hat to the team over there for seeing this and doing it so well, where we all know that there's different age groups, different people going to have different set of issues, different problems. And this impacts literally every age and every stage of your life. The United Way is there for you. It's pretty impressive. And we appreciate the United Way, appreciate what you guys are doing. Want to help with campaign season. Want to help reminding people about Day of Caring, because you can still sign up for that if you like, everybody. Again, Ben, how can we get them to sign up? Or where can they sign up if they'd like to?
You can learn more about any of our activities, events, everything that's going on with United Way at our website. So head over to www.uwswac.org. All the information's there. You can obviously follow us on social media and whatnot, mm-hmm. too. But yeah, before we go, we obviously want a big thank you to everybody that did come out yesterday for McDonald's Day and support us. You know, over the 51 years that we've been doing this, we've been able to raise a heck of a lot of money. So through yesterday, we're at $391,224 that have been raised just through that event every year. So
that's amazing.
Huge thank you to everybody that came out. And again, you know, it is campaign season, so just remind everybody that you have a chance to win one of five $1,000 prizes by participating in our campaign. So it's a big thank you to Aspires Health, Gunderson, Mountain View Hospitals and Clinics, Next Home Partners, Prevail Bank, and Williams Plumbing and Heating for those prizes. So thank you.
Yeah, big thank you to all of them. Thank you to you, Ben, for hanging out with us for a while. We appreciate the time. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks, James.
You can find out more by going to uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.